Good morning, good morning, everyone. It's another episode of Sing With Me If You Know It, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak. It's a beautiful Sunday. I've just got up, I read my word, I had my coffee, and you know I'm not coming here to you unless I have a message from God. This is not about trying to just create content to have content, but it's really to empower and motivate you under the whole leadership of the Holy Spirit to motivate us as His believers to continue the work that we have started, well, the work that He has started in the kingdom and the work that we are trying to advance in this season, guys. So let me tell you something that was kind of weird that happened yesterday. So we're home, it's weekends. Well, I'm a mom and I am a mom of two, and I don't want to do anything when it comes on weekends because, well, I'm tired. You know, like everybody could relate to that. I always tell persons, you know, I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to have kids, but it can be really, really tiring. And let's be brutally honest, Lord, we've really sort of glorified how easy it is to be a parent. You know, sometimes I even be like, Jesus, how you be doing this? Because I only have two, and you have like a million of us to take care of. And He really and truly doesn't let us down. Sometimes we pout like little kids, but He doesn't let us down. So I don't know how God does it. I mean, but after all, He's God, and I'm just, you know, a human being. So I have my limitations, of course. But the Spirit came to me and He whispered and He said, when you go to the park, I'll speak to you. Actually, He didn't say that. Let me call a spade a spade. What He said was, when I leave the house, He's going to tell me what He wants me to say on the podcast. And I was like, yay, I'm getting my message. So, you know, I sort of get in the car and I'm driving. And to be really honest, I remember it, but I'm not like hyper-focused and being like, it's making everything about, ooh, this is a message and a sign. No, it really wasn't like that. So my daughter and I are playing on the park and I'm kind of getting a little bored of it. I said, oh, let's take a walk around the park. Now the park is really, really gorgeous. I mean, like gorgeous. And it's spring right now. So you can imagine the trees are bearing flowers. I was even seeing the leaves turning. Some of the leaves were turning this sort of burgundy, almost as if it was fall. And I was really amazed by it, to be honest. So we were walking, we walked through this new part, and then we're coming back around, and in the full glory of all these amazing trees, there's this one tree that has very little to no leaves, and all you can see is a sort of silverish, brownish bark on it, and she has a crumb, I mean, a super huge crumb of empty branches. So basically, this tree is barren. Now, up to now, I don't remember. I'm not connecting these two stories at all up to now, right? So I just stood for like about 5-10 minutes staring at the tree. And my daughter is there flipping in the grass. Mommy, look at me. And I cannot take my gaze off the tree until she even observed it. And she went behind the tree because she's probably as well, mommy's staring at the tree. So if I want attention, let me go behind the tree. But I felt almost as if I was sort of caught up with this tree. You know, sounds really weird. And it's always a bit hippie-ish. I almost felt like if I should hug this tree. And I remember standing there saying, oh my gosh. Like, I totally understand how people get to the point where they block roads and chainsaw themselves onto trees. And I don't think I'm one of these persons. I am not by any means necessary. I kill plants. I kill house plants for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, even though I try. So for me to have an attraction to a tree is really not in my nature at all. And I'm there. But what really caught my attention about the tree was the fact that it looked so barren compared to the other trees, one. And two, it reminded me of my hair. So if you were to just take a sort of negative film of my hair, because I am Afro-Caribbean and my hair is let out in this huge afro, the crown of the tree reminded me of my hair, and I felt like it was so gorgeous, like absolutely gorgeous. And I didn't understand why I thought a barren tree would be beautiful when there were so many other trees that were producing fruit and producing leaves and so aesthetically pleasing to my eyes. And you know, we left and I walked and I'm lying down and I'm really tired after the day that we had. And then the Holy Spirit reminded me in the quiet of the night, hey, don't forget to talk about the barren tree. I was like, oh, that's what that was? And I was like, but how does that connect to the Great Commission? You told me to use season two to talk about the Great Podcast. That's prophetic. To talk about the Great Commission. Anyway, so then I had to get up this morning and I started doing a lot of studying and bam, it's here. So 5 whole minutes to tell you how we got to this point. And to don't think I'm reaching, you know, we can't always predict and understand the ways of the Spirit, but we just go under His guidance, right? So let's just say a prayer and welcome Him into this space and say, Holy Spirit, I just thank you that you speak to me through Nate. I thank you that I have eyes to see, I have a nose to smell, I have ears to hear, and a lips to speak your word. I thank you for the technological advancements and the innovation of man that allows us to be able to advance your kingdom and to advance your great commission, Holy One, into the world, into all four corners of the world. We pray that this word would be like a seed planted into the soil, and it will produce good fruit. And even if it doesn't show fruit, oh God, we know that it can still be used for your glory. In no other name but the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I just love just how things come together. It's really amazing when you just think about it. So this passage, this parable is found in Luke 13. And it's really short, so I can read it, guys. And it says, it's Luke 13, verses 6 to 9. And he says, he also spoke this parable. So this is Jesus talking here. A certain man had a fig tree. And it's very important that we specify that it's a fig tree. It's not an olive tree. It's not a mango tree. It's not a plum. Well, some people call it figs plum, I think. It's not an apple tree. It's a fig tree. And that's important. So some of the more modernized Bibles sort of just keep it as the word tree. But it's being a fig tree is very important. And if you study the Bible a lot, you would observe that God uses nature to draw a lot of analogies. And it shouldn't be taken lightly, because it all works to tell us something a bit deeper if we just do the studying and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal it to us. So he had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and he found none. I mean, that's the reason why you invest into these plants, right? Well, it depends. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? Okay. But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that, you can cut it down. Simple as that. Now, a lot of persons assume this to basically be, and only God really knows the answer, but I'm going to tell you that the Holy Spirit didn't take me where most people goes with it, which basically says, you know, if we're not producing fruit, if we repent and God is going to fertilize our hearts and, you know, then we will eventually bear fruit. I'm not saying this is not what it meant. I'm just saying that when it was revealed to me and when I was doing my studies, that's not what the Holy Spirit led me to. So I'm going to tell you what He personally told me. Okay. And everything comes back to the word itself. Do you notice that He says, look, for 3 years I've come seeking fruits on this tree, on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up ground? Why does he say that? Well, the reason why the owner says that is because fig trees would typically bear fruit twice a year. So for 3 years now, this tree is not bearing any fruit. Just cut it down. It's barren. It's worthless. It has no purpose. But then he talk about it uses up the ground. What does he mean by that? Fig trees are actually known to have an extensive, when I tell you extensive root system. And there is a memoir called Unbowed, and she received a Nobel Prize. She's from Kenya, and her name is Miss Maathai. And she said that in the Kikuyu tradition, so that's in Kenya, they consider the wild fig tree to be God's tree, because you can find it in the Bible several times. Well, second place to the grapes. Grapes are normally used to represent a lot of things in the Bible, but also so is a fig tree. So here's what she said. Here's an excerpt. She said, "I later learned that there was a connection between the fig tree's root system and the underground water reservoirs. The roots burrow deep into the ground, breaking through the rocks beneath the surface soil and driving into the underground water table. The water travels up along the roots until it hit a depression or weak place in the ground and gushed out as a spring. Indeed, wherever these trees stood, there were likely to be streams." Do you understand where I'm going with this? On the external sense of things, this tree appeared to be barren by our standards in life. Oh, this tree is not looking like it's producing fruit. This tree doesn't have a house. This tree doesn't have land. This tree doesn't speak in tongues. This tree doesn't have a mega church. This tree doesn't, and we can go on and on and on and on. This tree is always sick. This tree does. This tree that says it's in the garden of God is not producing the fruit that we consider to be fruit. Because if the Bible says you shall know them by their fruit, why isn't this one, the fact that this tree is not producing any fruit, and I'm not talking about in a literal sense, I'm talking spiritually, then they must not be of God. Is that so? That is not what I got from what the Holy Spirit was trying to tell me. So what the Holy Spirit revealed to me is that that tree was seemingly barren to our physical eye, because that is what we saw on the top layer of the surface. But what about the other parts of the tree that I have used for my glory? The part of the tree that no one sees that I use for my glory. What part in your life is seemingly barren, but the parts that the world cannot see with the naked eye is having extensive roots? As a matter of fact, this owner was so upset that this tree was taking up so much ground, because fig trees can actually spread out to 15 feet. And the reason why they do that is because they are better able to absorb water and nutrients from the top layer of the soil, where these resources are most plentiful. So the root system of a fig tree plays a very important part in a tree's ability to withstand drought conditions. So even though it's not bearing fruit and all that, the tree is not going to wither away and die in this situation, because it has an extensive root supply. So it can get nutrients and it can get water even though you cannot see its fruit immediately. There are many of us, we are following God wholeheartedly, but we don't look the part. We have nasal piercings. We have tattoos all over us. Our head sides are shaved. We wear short skirts. We don't speak eloquently. We don't look like who God calls on the surface. But when you come to get to know who we are in God, and when you come to know the things that we do that no one can see, you understand that God can use anything and anyone for his glory. His word even tells us that the rocks will cry out and praise his name if we don't do it. Every single thing on this earth must bow to his glory and must be used for his divine will. So how does this tie to the Great Commission? We have a mindset where we believe that if you're not an apostle, you're not an evangelist, you don't have a mega church, you're not eloquent in speech, you're not seen, you're not a popular TikToker preaching the gospel, then you're not doing a lot to advance the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit wanted me to tell you that if you are introverted, if you have mental illnesses, if you may be physically disabled, if you are poor but willing, if you don't have a lot of power but willing, if you are mute in the town but willing, if you are deaf but willing, he can use what is seemingly barren to man for his glory. When the fig tree roots can reach extensively and take up space and take up ground, not only is that tree a lot stronger to withstand strong winds and drought-like conditions, but it can tap in to the water source. Who is our water source? Who is our water flowing stream, a constant, never-ending stream? He is Jesus Christ. So don't be too concerned about what it looks like exteriorly. Don't be too concerned if you're a minister of the Lord and your church numbers are not as big as probably the same friend that you came out of seminary with. God still has use for that barren tree. And yes, there are things we can do because God didn't call us to live in a state of barrenness. But don't think even in your state of barrenness that you cannot be used for his glory. So yes, we can ask him to fertilize, expand our territory, and to produce fruit. You know, I believe all these things happened in connection in this moment. I was scrolling through Facebook yesterday and I saw a meme that says, "Don't give up. The fruit is usually the last part of the tree to bear fruit." There are seasons in our lives that will not be seen by the world. For example, when that seed goes down into the ground, it's buried. When the roots are forming, we don't see that. We only see when it springs up. And sometimes a lot of us don't even see that. We only see it when it's a big grand oak tree. But do you know that you serve a God that actually said in his word that he's going to make forests in deserts? He's going to make rivers run through dry places. And I'm in some parts of the world that has started to happen. Check out the Euphrates River. Right? And I want you to understand by the grace of God that God is calling all of us, every single one of us, even those of us who don't even feel like we have anything much to offer, to be able to be used for his glory. If you feel unappreciated, unwanted, vulnerable, you are still necessary. Maybe you are the barren fig tree. That doesn't mean that your root isn't extensive. That doesn't mean that you aren't in his garden. It's better to be a barren fig tree in the garden of God than to be a fruitful fig tree in the garden of evil. How much more blessed you are. So for those of us who are listening and you are more appreciated, you are more accepted because you are bearing fruit, which is not, that's not a bad thing. You are already living in a life of abundance. Maybe we have a role too in this. Maybe we are called to fertilize the trees in hopes that fruit will emerge from the once barren trees. Or maybe we are called to convince the powerful, oriented people of the world to put away their axes. Because even barren fig trees are valuable resources, especially in a vineyard. And I got that last part from a Christian Faith Network website, and I loved it. It summed it up perfectly. So remember that every part of you, even the barren parts, and every single one, the cleaners of the church, we see you, we appreciate you. The people who are introverted and all they do is read the word, we see you. The prophetic intercessors that are up for 6 to 5 hours per night lacking sleep, but you are not on a pulpit. God needs you. You are part. We are part of God's commission. And let us continue to push forward with his mandate. And in due time, in due season, we will bear fruit. But you know what? In the meanwhile, in our barren seasons, we will continue to extensively search and retrieve the nutrients from God's word and retrieve water from the life-giving source. Because in his timing, the end goal is to bear fruit for his kingdom, which is advancing his kingdom. Love you guys, but remember that God loves you more. See ya.